that's a little more difficult to thank God for. But let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. In that verse of Scripture, the Apostle Paul wrote to the church at Thessalonica, and he said, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Now let's think about that verse. He said, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." It is the will of God that I give thanks in everything. That's what Paul said in that verse of Scripture. Now the question is, and that I want to deal with tonight, the question is this. Why would God inspire Paul to pen such a verse? Doesn't it seem to be very difficult to thank God for some things that are not so easy to deal with? Doesn't it seem very difficult to thank God for situations that are very painful? Doesn't it seem very difficult to thank God for situations that are very hurtful and very frustrating? Now we know that if the Bible says this, then it was inspired by God. Paul wrote this under the leadership of the Holy Spirit. But it was inspired by the Lord, and so we need to do it. And I'm sure everyone here believes in the Bible. And it's true because the Bible is inspired by God. And I want to look at this verse tonight. And maybe we can bring some light to it and help us to understand, I believe, what Paul is saying in this passage of Scripture. One thing, let me say this at the beginning. You remember in the Word of God, in the book of Luke, and you don't have to turn to this passage of Scripture, but you remember in the book of Luke, in chapter 17, when there were 10 lepers, of course they had leprosy, they were ill, they were sick, and the Bible said the Lord entered into a certain village, and when he got to that village, he found 10 men that were lepers, and they stood afar off, which is what lepers were supposed to do. And they lifted up their voices and they cried out to Jesus, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Well, the Bible said he saw them and he said unto them, "Go you show yourselves unto the priest." And it came to pass as they went, they were cleansed of their leprosy. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God, and fell down on his face at his feet, giving thanks. And he was a Samaritan. And Jesus said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? Jesus cleansed 10 lepers. But the Bible said one of them turned back and thanked God for the cleansing. The other 9 didn't. And Jesus said, "Were there 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? There are not found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger." And he said unto him, "Arise, go thy way. Thy faith hath made thee whole." We need to be thankful. We will celebrate Thursday. We'll celebrate Thanksgiving Day. And that's the day that's been set aside, and it's a good thing that we thank God for our blessings. But I believe with all my heart that a child of God ought to thank God every day for our blessings, not just on Thanksgiving Day. Every day. I want to bring you 3 points tonight, and then you'll have my message. And I want to bring these points from this verse of Scripture in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, where the Bible says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." In everything give thanks. The first thing that I want to talk about tonight is the providence of God. And that's very, very important in understanding, I believe, this verse of Scripture. Now let's clear this up. The Bible doesn't say that everything that happens to us is good. doesn't say that. So we'll clear that up. All things that come our way are not good to us. They're difficult, they're painful, they're hurtful. In fact, they're impossible to handle without the Lord. That's why the Bible says that He is a very present help in our times of trouble. There's some things that's going to come on my life and going to come on yours that you're not going to be able to handle without the Lord. And there's some things that come to us that, as I mentioned already, they hurt us. They're very painful. We grieve, we hurt, we suffer. And those things are not good within themselves, although they're blessings that can be found in. Now that being said, we still are told to thank God in everything. Now let me make a statement here. We can do that if we're saved by the grace of God and we fully trust in God, because we know that because of the providence of God, all things work together for good to those who love the Lord. All things work together for good, even though the individual circumstances may not be good. In other words, and we'll look at a verse in just a moment, but you may be facing some very difficult situation tonight in your family or in your individual life. And you're saying, I don't see how that can be good at all, and it may not be. But there are things within that where God can do some wonderful things and show us some wonderful blessings. And so there's two things that I believe is very important. Number one is, when things are very, very difficult, number one is, I need to be saved by the grace of God. And number two is, when things are very, very difficult, I need to be trusting in the Lord with all my heart. That God knows best, and God knows exactly what He's doing. And even though I may not understand what God is doing, God knows exactly what He's doing. And I got to trust God in that. That's very, very important. And I have to recognize that everything that happens to me, I'm going to say that again. I must recognize that everything that happens to me happens either because God caused it or because God allowed it. If there's something going on in my life tonight, God allowed it or God caused it in my life, and I can trust Him on that. And it can be used for good if I love Almighty God. Now I want to read a verse of Scripture and make some points. I want to go over to, and this is going to be very familiar with you, I want to go over to 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7. And I want to read this account that you've read hundreds of times, probably thousands of times, about Paul who had the thorn in the flesh. And then when we read that, I want to make some observations about this passage of Scripture. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12, beginning at verse 7, "And lest I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelation, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh." Now this is Paul speaking. "There was given to me a thorn in the flesh, the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure." Paul could have had pride in his life, and God was allowing something to come in his life that would take care of that, I believe. In verse 8, he said, "For this thing I besought the Lord three times, that it might depart from me. And He said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for My strength is made perfect in weakness." Then Paul said, "Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that in the power of Christ, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong." of all, the Bible says that God allowed this storm. It was painful for the Apostle Paul. God, another thing is, God chose not to heal Paul. The Bible said Paul prayed 3 times that God would remove this thorn. It was very painful. It was very hurtful. It bothered Paul. It was not something that Paul would want to thank God for. That's why he was praying for it to be removed. But God chose, after Paul prayed 3 times, God chose not to heal Paul. But the thing about it is, if you notice in that verse of Scripture, one thing God did do is God supplied daily grace. God supplied daily grace. He's still doing that today, by the way. And another thing, Paul then changed his opinion about the thorn. Paul didn't become angry with God. Paul accepted it, and Paul trusted God. And he said, therefore, most gladly, I will boast in my infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon me. I take pleasure in my infirmities. If that pleases God, and that is the will of God, then I'm pleased with that. That's what Paul said. Because I believe that God's grace is sufficient. That's exactly what Paul was saying. Now how, then the question comes up, how is Paul able to say this? Why would anybody have a thorn in the flesh that bothers them, that hurts? And Paul said, okay, if your grace is sufficient, then I take pleasure in what I'm dealing with. Why? I tell you why. Because Paul trusted God. And that's what I've got to do. And sometimes I do, and sometimes I fall short on that. But Paul trusted God. That God knew more than Paul did. And that's what we've got to do tonight. Now there's a verse of Scripture, and here's the reason that Paul trusted God. If you turn over to the book of Romans, chapter 8, and verse 28, you'll find the reason that Paul trusted Almighty God. He said in that verse of Scripture, Romans 8 and 28, and Paul knew this verse. He said, and we know that all things, remember the word of God over there in 1 Thessalonians, he said, in everything, give thanks. In Romans 8, 28, the Bible says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose. Remember, at the beginning of the message, we said that everything that happens to us is not good. But the Bible says here that God can work it together for our good. That's the power of God. That's the providence of God. That's why I can trust Almighty God. And so when there's something in my life that is very difficult to be thankful for, then I need to remember that I can trust Almighty God. I cannot just trust God in the good times. That's easy. But I must trust Him in the good and the bad times. And that's not so easy sometimes, but that's what I need to do. Because if things are good, He's God. If things are not so good, He's still God. He doesn't stop being God when things get bad for me. He doesn't stop being God when things take a turn for the worse. He's still God. And I imagine Paul had that thorn until the day he died. And he looked back and he remembered his prayer that God would remove the thorn. And he realized, you know, I had that thorn, didn't think I could live with it. But God's grace was sufficient. God's grace was sufficient. Now there's another thing that I want to, not only the providence of God, but I want to think about the power of God, or in this, I want to talk about also the grace of God. Here's the truth. Whether times are good or times are bad, there are always blessings that can be seen. I think I've mentioned this before here at this church. But I have to be reminded of this, and I want to make that statement again, and I'm going to give you an example. The truth is, whether times are good or times are bad, there are always blessings to be seen. You think of the most difficult time in your life, the most difficult situation that you've ever gone through. And it may have been hard to thank God for that. But when you look at all the blessings surrounding that, and all the ways that God helps you in that, you'll see that there are a lot of blessings. Now, recently I've been visiting the hospice home in Tupelo quite often because I have an uncle over there that's in the sanctuary hospice. And he's been at the point of death for over 2 weeks. They've been expecting that every day for the past 2 weeks, over 2 weeks. And the family has been dealing with that, knowing the end's coming. And that's been going on for a number of days. And to be honest, you know as well as I do, we're human beings. That's very stressful on the family. They're seeing their loved one lie there with nothing they can do, with oxygen, slowly deteriorating until they go out into eternity. They're not going to get better, and they see them deteriorate physically. Now that's a good point, because you'll say, well, how can you thank God in that? Because it's a difficult time. And he's not the only one going through it. There's many others going through the same thing, are different situations, but maybe just as bad. But think about this. We can thank God for the hospice program of Jesus and the comfort that they can provide, and even the medications now that keep people comfortable. And we can thank God for Christian nurses who come in and lighten up your day by just knowing Jesus Christ. And you can tell it on the face. You thank God for that. Because just a kind word or something about the Lord provides a blessing. So I can thank God for that. Even in a difficult time. I can thank God for what we've already mentioned, and that is daily grace. God gives that family daily grace to sit there day in and day out. They don't see how they're going to be able to do it, but God provides another day of grace. Many of you face death in your families. I know. I've known about families that have faced deaths. And I believe you could stand up tonight and say, God does supply daily grace. It's difficult some days, but God still provides daily grace. You've got through every one of them. And then there was a nurse that made a statement. And I knew this, but I never really thought about it this way when I was visiting over there the other day. She said, you know, in a way it's a blessing sometimes. And sometimes we think the opposite of this. She said, sometimes it can be a blessing when a patient lingers. And you know they're not going to be here very long, but they're lingering. And she said, because many times in families, and most families, something's been said that hurt someone's feelings, or there was some kind of a misunderstanding. And she said, that gives the family time to make things right. Maybe with the patient, or maybe among each other. And so that can be a blessing. The point I'm making is God knows exactly what He's doing in every situation. That's why I can trust Him. And that's why I can thank God for it. If someone dies suddenly, and we've experienced that in this church, but if someone should die suddenly, then there was very little suffering. That was a blessing. when we think about what actually happens in death, that makes it a blessing as well. They go into the presence of Almighty God. That's the greatest blessing. If they're saved, they're going into the presence of Almighty God, where there will be absolutely no suffering. So I'm here to say tonight that even though sometimes I don't understand everything, I know that we can trust God. I know that with all my heart. And I know that during difficult times, we still have many things to thank God for. And one of the greatest is that home in heaven that they're experiencing where there's no more trouble. And no more problems. There's a lot to thank God for. They're always blessed. And if we love God, and I want to mention this, and I want to get on my last point, and I'm going to close. If we love God, sickness can be a blessing. Now, I know that sounds strange. But that's what that verse in Romans 8:28 said. If we love God, sickness could be a blessing. You say, how could that be? Because it gives, one thing, it gives an opportunity to lean on and trust in God. That's where we need to be all the time. Sometimes God has to show us our weakness before we can realize the strength of God. And am I guilty of that? Sometimes God has to show us physically how weak we are before we'll trust in the Lord. So sickness should help me to draw closer to God instead of becoming angry at God. And this would, this world is not my home. It's not yours either. And so if you've got a loved one in eternity, in heaven, remember, this world's not your home. You're just passing through here for a period of time.
Right.
And then you're going to be gone. And it's up to the Lord. We trust Him. It's up to the Lord as to how long we stay. And I'm thankful it is. My home is in heaven.
Amen.
Sickness can be a time of cleansing. Because that's when we go to the Lord and the Lord starts revealing things that needs to be taken out of our lives and other things that needs to be put into our lives. And so that can be a blessing. We get sick or something difficult happens in our life and we start praying to God and reading the Bible. And before long, God's telling us, here's some things you need to add in. Here's some things you need to get out. And so God is using that time to cleanse our lives. What a blessing that is. And let me say this. And a lot of people don't understand this, probably may not have thought of it, I don't know. But it takes faith. A lot of times we say, well, you know, if you have faith in God, you'll be healed. Well, that's true. But the truth is, God doesn't heal everybody. But let me tell you this. It takes faith in God not to be healed and continue going. Now think about that with me. It takes faith in God. When you have some kind of a sickness or a problem, it takes faith in God not to be healed and to continue serving God. We have faith in God when He heals us and when He doesn't heal us. But let me tell you this. When we die, when we go into eternity, every person is healed. When a saved person dies and steps out into eternity, they are immediately healed. So that's a blessing. And God again, let me say that God again is God of the good times and He's God of the bad times.
Right.
The mountain, He's God when you're on the mountaintop. He's also God when you're down in the valley.
Amen.
He's there. The grace of God, remember that, is always sufficient. So whether things are good today, and there are a lot of good things, but then if we started talking about the things that are not so good, we still have areas to thank God in. Let me close out by reading something to you. I want to read a couple of passages to you that are really a blessing to my heart. Hopefully it'll be a blessing to your heart. I want to read the book, in the book of the Psalms, in chapter 150, those six verses. Listen to what these verses say in Psalm 150. The Bible says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery of the harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with the strings, instruments, and organs. Praise him upon the loud cymbals. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbals. Let every, listen to verse 6. Let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And then in the book of Psalms also, in chapter 100, Psalm chapter 100, I want to read those five verses that make up Psalm chapter 100. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. I'm thankful tonight that I can trust God, that I can believe in God when times are going real good, but just as much I can trust him and believe in him when times are extremely difficult. It's just a blessing to be able to serve God. And my prayer is that if you're here tonight, and everyone here may be saved, but if you're here tonight and you've never been saved, my prayer is that you would come to know Jesus as your Savior. And you may say, well, what do I need to do? I'm not saved. I believe, first of all, you need to realize in your heart that you're lost. Admit it to God. Admit it to yourself, I'm lost. And then humbly call on the Lord and ask him to save you, cleanse you, forgive you. And here's the good thing. The Bible said, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He made it so every person can be saved. Every person. He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. We're going to have a hymn of invitation. I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to ask the musicians to come, the pastor to come down front. And you simply do what God lays on your heart. You may want to come and talk to the pastor about knowing the Lord, being saved by the grace of God. You might want to come and rededicate your life and live closer to the Lord. I believe we all have to do that about every day. You might want to come and kneel somewhere and just thank God for the blessing that you've been privileged to receive, even in this past year. And ask God's blessings on the days to come. You do what God lays on your heart. Let's have a prayer. Our Father, we're thankful for the many blessings that you poured out upon us. Realizing you're such a gracious God, all the bountiful blessings that you do bestow upon us. We pray forgiveness when we've fallen short. Forgiveness where we've been unfaithful and done thee wrong. Pray that we might be forgiven of all of our sin. I do pray thy blessings upon this service, that the will of God would be done. I pray for the involvement of the Holy Spirit, that if there's one here who's lost, they might be saved, and the saved might be strengthened and revived in Jesus Christ. I pray for this pastor. Pray for his wife and family. Pray for all those who are present tonight, those who couldn't be here. We thank you for Jesus Christ, who died. died on the cross, was buried, resurrected the third day so we could be saved and have eternal life. Thank you for every blessing we've been privileged to receive. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.